Catholic League decries left-wing hypocrisy over burning of BLM banners. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 16, 2020. Left-wing media are rending their collective garments over the burning of a couple BLM flags, writes Catholic League President Bill Donahue, all the while winking at the destruction of statues, the vandalization of churches, and the looting of shops. The hypocrisy is palpable, Dr. Donahue suggests in his essay Wednesday. When mainstream media get up in arms over the burning of banners of the Marxist Black Lives Matter movement and yet defend the torching of Bibles and the American flag. All summer long, violent members of BLM and Antifa wreaked havoc around the nation, burning people's property, assaulting peaceful citizens, toppling statues, and looting stores, Donahue notes, while the media defended them as peaceful protesters. Nicole Hannah-Jones, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist responsible for the New York Times' historically flawed 1619 project, says, "Destroying property, which can be replaced, is not violence," Donahue writes. UCLA historian Robin D.G. Kelly wrote in the New York Times that because we are in the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, looting should not surprise anyone, Donahue observes. But the looters stole toasters, not bread, he adds. They also helped themselves to pricey sneakers and jewelry, neither of which is edible. No matter, he, Kelly, chided the public for obsessing over looting. Washington, D.C. police, who stood by as Antifa and BLM rioters attacked private property this summer, announced Monday they are seeking suspects for the burning of BLM banners as a destruction of property offense. Metropolitan police said that they are investigating the incident as a potential hate crime. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who has singled out churches for especially onerous coronavirus restrictions, suddenly discovered her love of religion, writing on Twitter that the city's faith-based organizations are at the very heart of our community, giving us hope in the face of darkness, following the destruction of BLM banners. They embody our D.C. values of love and inclusivity. An attack on them is an attack on all of us, she wrote. This weekend, we saw forces of hate seeking to use destruction and intimidation to tear us apart. We will not let that happen, and continue to stand together strong and united to love. So now a few BLM banners are being set on fire? Donahue queries. Antifa and BLM burn the American flag, churches, Catholic schools, and cop cars, he writes. The media and left-wing activists have no moral ground to stand on when they bash those of us who object to the latter while they go bonkers over the former, he concludes. Follow at Williams Rome.